So I have to ask, Mario, did you, when you were little, is this what you envisioned your life path to be, or did you stumble onto it? Was there something that was expected from your family for you to become?
So it's a great question. I never expected myself to be where I am today, not in my wildest dreams. I was born and raised in Germany. I was the first in my family to pursue a higher education in terms of like university. And I was on the path after high school to becoming a pilot for Lufthansa in Germany. And the only reason I did that is because I wanted to find something that in the eyes of society is deemed very, very successful. You're a made man. So the king comes with a sword and said, "I by declare you to be successful, worthy, and sexy for the rest of your life." And I watched the movie. Literally, I watched Catch Me If You Can, the movie, and I was like, and I saw Frank Abagnale do the whole thing. It sort of cheat his way into becoming a pilot. And I was like, love the guy. That's me. I can do the same thing. And so I decided to become a pilot. And it all worked out. And I was in the training doing it. 93% of the people that apply fail, and it's thousands of people. And if you fail at any stage of the test, you can never ever apply again for life. That's it. One chance. And I was like, I'm gonna make it. So I threw myself at that, made it happen. As I was in the training, became severely depressed, chronic back pain that didn't allow me to sit, stand, or walk without constant pain, on the verge of suicide, just a black spiral taking me down and down and down and down. And on top of that, I was so scared to openly admit that I was struggling because I had this image that I'm a man, I got to be strong, I do not have weaknesses. And in Germany at the time, Germany is a very masculine driven culture. It's all about, success, looking good, being the man. And weakness is not something, there's no, like in the US, there's a stronger failure culture. This failure is more celebrated. And so, you got to fail your way to success. Germans, that doesn't exist. It's a better today, but back then, don't you talk about that. And so I just sucked it all in, sucked it all in, sucked it all in. Not even my girlfriend at the time, who was sleeping next to me, really knew what I was going through, because I was very good at faking it all. When people ask me, "Oh, Mario, you don't look so good." "Oh, I'm just studying all night, and then my back pains. Just don't worry about it. I got this. It'll soon be over." And so people bought that. And one day, I was at rock bottom, and I woke up and I remembered I couldn't move my legs. I had a moment where I was paralyzed, and I was like, okay. And then it was like, okay, either you're going to commit suicide or you're going to do something about this. And so, by divine intervention, I came across Tony Robbins and Les Brown on YouTube. Half of my mind was saying, these are all scam artists. Turn it off. They're going to ask you for the credit card at the end of the video. The other part of my mind was saying, listen, listen. Listen. And I did listen every single day, every free minute I had. I would listen, I would listen, I would listen. And all of a sudden, slowly but gradually, my mind started opening and I realized, wait a minute, I created this life path. I achieved all of this from a place of not even liking this. So imagine what I could be doing if I find something that I truly love doing. And that gave me the courage to then actually open up and say, guys, I hate this thing. I hate it with my guts. I hate everyone here. They're all full of themselves. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be a fucking pilot for the rest of my life. I want out. And, then eventually I got out. And 7 years later, I started practicing coaching and speaking. But for 7 years, I was like, no, 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 I can't do this. I'm German. I can't speak English properly. They're going to laugh at me. They're going to think motivational Hitler is on the stage. No one's going to take you serious. So I just talked myself out of it for a long time.